Missed the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's new Red FM.
Training's going very well. I went from one camp straight into another, so it's just kind of been straight through. So I've been going good for a good few weeks.
So I imagine the benefit of that is there's no downtime in between camps. You're not getting back to your level of fitness. It's just one steady level.
Yeah, that's it. It was just a matter of, we'd say, like, the diet would have been off for a week, but just getting that back on track, it would have just been a few days. But everything's been going fairly sweet now.
This is such a big show. I mean, like, when did I first get in contact with you?
They got in contact with me just about only 3.5 weeks ago, I think. It was one of the later fights to be added to the card. But I was just staying fit. It was always kind of in my mind that hopefully I might get a call for it. So thankfully they did in the end.
Fantastic stuff. And BAM is such a fantastic organisation. It's a pretty big step up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction. Hopefully now we get on more BAM cards, I think. So they've got this one now, and I think they're on about coming back again early next year. So if I put in a good performance here now, then hopefully that'll keep my name in the books with them.
Well, there's no way you're not going to put in a good performance, is there? That's what you do, like. You're fighting Franz Malumbo from SBG, who's a very well-rounded, very tough fighter.
Yeah, Franz is good. He's a good striker. He's obviously got probably good jits, good wrestling too, being from the club he's from. But I just think my variety of tools going in there, I think, is just too much for him inside there. Training with the lads inside in the gym every day, you know, it's just, there's nothing I don't think that he's going to be able to surprise me too much with inside there. I think I'll be ready for him, and I just think that I'll be just have the edge over him going in there.
Remember the last time we spoke, I think it was last year, your striking had come on massively from your previous fight, because you concentrate a lot more on your boxing. Has that been continuing for the last couple of camps?
Yeah, definitely. Just embracing everything Kieran O'Brien has to offer as well, with Dylan on the striking wise. You know, they're two very technical, good coaches, so I've just literally been a sponge to them, taking in everything they can show me, and it's really been working well for me, so it's going good.
You've obviously seen a bit of Franz in action. I mean, like, he fought your teammate Tim O'Leary a couple of years ago in Cork, and Tim got better of him on that occasion.
Yeah, Tim out-wrestled him that day. It's an option that I have if the striking, you know, if he does have that edge over me. I don't think he will, but just if he does, I reckon definitely on the ground game, he's not going to have that edge on me. So it's something I have in mind in the back of my head always. You know, I always have a go-to plan. If this one doesn't work, I can just go to the ground with him. And as I've got the results to prove that I can finish fights on the ground, so I have no problem going there with him if I have to.
Is there a bit of pressure, what it being BAM, it being in the three arena, to go up and put on a show and finish this guy?
It hasn't hit me yet, if there is, so hopefully not. I'm looking forward to it. I really am getting in there now. It's going to be a new experience, just the atmosphere around the place, the openness of when I walk out. But I think once that bell goes, everything's just going to be it's straight to action.
Have you visualised the kind of whole week, kind of the weigh-ins and then the walk-out?
Yeah,
and stuff?
I've gone through parts of it on how it's all going to feel and all that, but I think I'll be able to deal well enough with it inside there.
I suppose at the end of the day, the cage is the same no matter where you are.
That's it, and it's where I want to be going with it from now on, so I'm going to have to start getting used to it either way, you know, so it's going to be good.
And your teammate, Sean Tobin, who's just become a father this weekend, so indeed congratulations to Sean on the same card as well.
Yeah, Sean had got the call before me. Well-deserved. He's really setting his mark out there as well. You know, he's after winning like last few fights as well. Sean's a solid wrestler. There's no one out there, I don't think, in this country at the moment anyway, that's going to be better wrestling than him. Like, with Sean, it's just the smallest things that make the difference with him. You know, like your head position, your hand position, where you're going with just the smallest things with Sean. It's with his wrestling that makes him so good. You know, like certain things that other people mightn't even look at. You say to Sean, like, he'll put your hand there, it'll make such a difference. Put your head in this position, it'll make the position so much tighter. And I think that's why it's all been so effective for him.
Must have been great having Sean on this card as well, because the two of you kind of sharpen each other ahead of the
fight.
That's
it, like, you know, and as well as the fact that we're on the same weight, like, it's kind of like iron sharpening iron every day, and they were both bettering each other.
Have you ever talked about the prospect of fighting each other? Would that ever come up, and would you ever fight Sean?
It would never come up, I'd never come out of it. Two close friends.
I like it. It's a busy time in the gym as well, because there's a couple of guys on the Cage Kings card in Neptune Stadium in a few weeks as well.
Yeah, Cage Kings is on in 4 weeks. We've got Dylan, Kieran, Matteo, Kelvin, a few other lads in the gym fighting on it, so it's going to be a fairly stacked card. A lot of Cork fighters. I'm hoping to get on it myself now as well, provided I'm coming out of this without any injuries and all. That's 4 weeks from the day, I think, after the fight, so that's going to be a great fully stacked card.
So it's the last week now, it's just all about getting on weight and just kind of looking after yourself this week.
I'm a little ahead of myself on the weight, so it's kind of good that I can be a little more lenient. I can have my pleasure that night and all that.
I like it. And it's your birthday today as well, so no birthday cake.
No birthday cake. I'll have to get one for next week.
I like it. Finally, tell me how this is going to go down on Saturday, and do you have any special message for fans?
It's going to be me winning with a submission in the second round.
You can take that one to the bank. Darren O'Gorman, thanks very much for coming in.
Can I just say a quick thanks to my sponsors there? Thanks to Scott from Atlee 2.0, to Mick with the Columney Inn Bar and Restaurant, Bikram Yoga, and Munster Garden Sheds, and to all my coaches just for getting me ready for the fight.
Excellent stuff, Darren. No doubt in my mind whatsoever you're going to get this W on Saturday night. Best luck. Look forward to seeing you in action.
Thanks very much, Roy.